I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And Lamar Jackson has pushed the Dolphins back into a deep hole.
We came out to the fourth quarter. They'll pump points on the board. We wasn't.
Fourth quarter, Miami touchdown. Utter disbelief.
He is not real pleased.
There's a fight. There's going to be some ejections. Can't ever let up. They hold me down. Kings always get up. High on my
horse. I'm ahead of the league. Picking them never better than deep. And Arizona scores to win it in overtime.
And the Cowboys beat the Bengals.
Thunder day.
Trace down.
Yep, it's not good. There is an issue.
Jimmy came in and was ready for the moment.
Welcome back, Jimmy Garoppolo. Jalen Paul's game in week two.
Hey, Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
And get a people! What
a week two in the NFL, and it's not over yet. But Mr. Rose, you were in the building in Detroit, where the Detroit Lions hosted the Washington Commanders, and they took a commanding 22-0 lead. Did it even feel real in the building to watch the Lions dominate like this?
First off, I want to shout out the Lions fans, their staff, their organization for the love they show me and my brother Kev. I appreciate the tribute and the shout out they gave me during the game as well. Got a chance to stand on the field. And I just want to say this. There aren't many times that my Detroit Lions are winning 22-0 at halftime.
No.
Especially when I'm at the game. So I'm around other legends. William Gay was there. Isaac Bruce was there. We got a chance to champagne and campaign. We was eating good. Ain't St. Brown a beast?
Oh, yeah.
How dope is our run game?
And
did you see... My
you God. Said it on Friday. You said it on Friday that Aiden Hutchinson, the number two pick in the draft, was going to show up and show out in this game. And what did he do, Mr. Rose?
One, two, three sacks.
In the first half.
Three sacks in the first half. And here's another thing I want to make sure I stress. I was watching the game. I was like, we dominating on the line. Like our offensive line was keeping Jarrett Montana upright. Opening holes for the backs, multiple backs. We got Swift, we got Williams, just running the ball. Like the balance of the team. I really appreciate watching like us form an identity. Like so many times when you're trying to put together a winner, you go for the splash. And look at my guy right there.
There he is.
Jarrett Montana. Out there making plays. They kept my guy clean. Look how clean that jersey
clean
was.
Clean jersey, no grass
clean
stains.
Clean jersey. And I want to give a lot of credit to Dan Campbell and his staff. Because so many times when a team is like on Hard Knocks, that becomes a distraction. We took that as an opportunity to show the world that we're building something different in Detroit. Driven by Detroit. And I also got a chance to see my guy down like four flat tires. Riz, overseeing the kitchen at Ford Field. Absolutely, it was a family
Riz was
affair.
There.
No
I love
doubt.
Riz.
A family affair.
Riz.
And so it was a great win. It was a great thing to see the team show up. But I got to say something that may not be popular. Come a little closer. Carson Wentz is washed.
Well, don't tell Commanders fans.
Don't tell Commanders fans that. But I'm just looking at him thinking, like, if he was our quarterback, I would be really frustrated. Like, bad decisions in the pocket.
Well,
uncomfortable throwing angles, missing guys. Like it wasn't a good showing for a guy that's basically, I believe, on his third team in 3 years.
Jalen, that game was great, but no game was better than the Miami Dolphins up against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Down by 21 points in the fourth quarter. What did Tua do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns. Jalen, this is a make it or break it audition year for Tua Tagovailoa. 6 TDs and the win in Baltimore. Is he the guy in Miami?
He has to be the guy performing like this so very early in the season. And don't underestimate the value of coaching in the NFL. Because
Mike
this
McDaniel.
Time,
Mike McDaniel.
I love him, dog. And this time last year, the one critique that people had about Tua is, could he throw the ball downfield? And all I know is I'm seeing my guy namesake waddling, and I'm seeing Tyreek Hill throwing up the deuces, and he threw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdown passes, 4 of them in the fourth quarter. 4 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. That's outstanding quarterback play by Tua Tagovailoa. And for him and his confidence, I'm actually glad it happened against Lamar and the Ravens. Because he's a guy who grew up in Florida, doesn't have a long-term deal just yet. And that would be a landing spot since Lamar Jackson liked the tweet that suggested that he may look good in the Dolphins uniform. So Tua had all of this, I'm sure, in his psyche in one way, shape, or form going into this game. And to see him perform and do a comeback performance the way they did, this was the most exciting, you know, game to me of the day.
There were so many exciting games. I want to give a shout to Lamar Jackson too, because just because they lost, like, he had like a 79-yard touchdown run. He was throwing bombs. He had himself an absolute day, but it was Tua who ended up with the win. And I feel like I went to like high school with Mike McDaniel. Like, I think I know Mike McDaniel. Like, I don't think his number's in my phone, but I feel like we're friends. I definitely feel like me and Mike McDaniel will get along, and I'm giving him all the credit for this win. But when you talk about the exciting games from yesterday, Jalen Rose, there are so many, but one of the ones, just like this one, that came down to the very, very end of the game and into overtime was the Cardinals and the Raiders. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals did not look good last week. However, it was Kyler Murray getting into the end zone with his legs and then getting a 2-point conversion and then getting to overtime. Mr. Rose, Kyler, just like Tua, is sort of on the hot seat as a quarterback being evaluated of whether or not he's the guy, and Kyler looked like the guy yesterday.
Kyler's definitely the guy. That's why they invested big time money in him. And he's doing this without D-Hop, who's going to come back at some point of this season. But watching the previous game with the Cheetah in particular and Lamar, and then watching this game, it made me think, I got to do a list of the 10 fastest players that I believe I watch play football. I was literally just looking at them. I'm like, Kyler looks like he's running so much faster than,
look at this.
Is like Sandlot. He ran around for 18 seconds. Look at it. This is incredible. This is against grown NFL players.
He made a phone call and sent a text.
And then
he ran it in.
He scored. It's like a video game. And then he runs it in. That is incredible what he's able to do out there on the foot. You can't draw that up.
No.
And I'm like Deion Moss, Bo Jackson, like amongst the guys I just mentioned. And of course, that gentleman right there, Kyler Pesce. You get out of line, you get whacked. You know the rules. And whether it's casino, whether it's untouchables, he's the smallest guy, but he's the guy that you don't want to upset. And yesterday, it seems like he got upset and he went to work on the Raiders, who, by the way, they look bad. And I got Josh Jacobs in his fantasy, so of course I wanted him to do a big game. He hasn't been able to do so the last couple of weeks, really. But I want to give the Cardinals defense a lot of credit. But Kyler won them this game.
He did.
Like, this is,
that pass right there in the back of the end zone,
Jacoby to send it into overtime.
Crazy.
incredible how he performed yesterday.
You
anybody in this game.
We won because we got you. Kyler Murray is a him. Kyler Murray single-handedly won them that game. If you watch that game, it was Kyler Murray saying, don't worry, I got this. I'll take us into overtime. I'll win us the game in overtime. It's exactly what he did.
I want to ask you a question. Who are the people out here that's trying to act like Kyler Murray ain't that dude? Are y'all watching the same sport that I'm watching? I literally just watched him run around in the pocket for 18 seconds and then run it in. Hey, I literally watched him scramble in and throw a touchdown at the back of the end zone.
AJ Green in the back of the end zone, like that was an absolute dime and he needed it. They lose the game if they don't complete that pass. It was absolutely a masterful performance, especially in the fourth quarter from Kyler Murray.
Jalen Rose. Incredible.
It was expected, but it was also a masterful performance from Aaron Rodgers. He owns the Bears. He let everyone know last year that he owns the Bears, and he continued that ownership last night. It was also Aaron Jones on the ground. The Packers look complete. In your division, the Packers look like the best team.
And it's always a special thing when you have a duality in your backfield. And the way Aaron Jones can run and catch, he can run on the outside, he can run between the tackles, and Dylan always is killing him between the tackles, and he can kill the clock as well. That duality in the backfield really unlocks their offense a lot.
Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers utilizing that play action and all of a sudden getting guys going up the field. But as you mentioned, he owns the division, he's owned the Bears, and yesterday was no different. And it was great to see him having fun out there with his receivers, in particular the veteran receivers.
The ayahuasca.
Who played well. And then he do the ayahuasca. You know what I'm saying? So explain to me what that is again.
You have no idea. Ayahuasca is not for people that look like you. It's for people that look like me. You don't need to know what ayahuasca is. It's an afternoon show. There could be kids watching. So, Jalen. We talked on Friday about the Michigan Wolverines men's football team. And they were favored by 46.5 points. And I might have invested way more than I normally invest on my gambling app in the UConn Huskies to just lose by less than 46 points. And what happened on the football field, Mr. Rose?
First off, shout to G Money, who I called the GOAT because she's such a sweetheart.
Grace.
And shout to Juwan Howard, the entire Michigan basketball family, Lisa for always taking care of everything. It was great to be out on the field at the Big House. I thought about you, family, and I was looking up at the scoreboard. And as my guy was getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 touchdowns, I was loving it. I was loving it, right? I was loving it. And then I thought, wait a minute. Jacoby got a bet on this.
I'm going to send you a Venmo request right now.
And I can't lie. I was like, UConn, can y'all at least score once? You know what I mean?
A
score
field goal?
One time.
A safety? Something?
Right.
It's a field goal?
Man, it's crazy. But I'm telling you, Jacoby, it was an amazing weekend to be at the Michigan volleyball game with Gracie and her mom on Friday. They won. The Michigan football game on Saturday. They won. And watch the Lions on Sunday, and they won. It's a beautiful thing. Normally, multimedia, international, mass media personalities don't go to games. They too big time, they too busy. They see it from afar. I like to be on the field, 10 toes down, watching everything. Watching Dan Campbell run out there, looking like
Love
he
Dan
can
Campbell.
Still play. Looking like he can see him. He built like a brick. Dan Campbell's
love Dan
a brick. Campbell.
I love what the Lions did. I believe in the Lions. You know what? I'm starting to think something, Jalen Rose.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to think about the playoffs. But we have a lot more to get to. The playoffs are over in the WNBA, and it is the Las Vegas Aces who are champions. We'll celebrate them and recap the rest of week two right after this very short break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal.
Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we will get to the rest of the week two action in the NFL, but first we must celebrate the WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces, led by Chelsea Gray.
My mother was a huge basketball fan and really supported the WNBA. And I know she would have been watching this with joy, understanding that the MVP, the Defensive Player of the Year, and a first-year coach all win the championship in the same season. That is incredible. Shout to Chelsea Gray, who was out there balling and won Finals MVP. Anytime you play on a squad with Asia Wilson, it's almost a foregone conclusion, seems like, that she would be that player. But Chelsea to step up the way she has and did in the NBA Finals was terrific to watch. I'm glad to see them on the big stage. But I gotta say this, can we get a bigger trophy
need a
for
bigger
the
trophy.
Ladies?
I was thinking to say, we need a bigger trophy. Like, what? Why are we saving money with the trophy budget? Like, can we please get a bigger trophy for the Finals MVP? Come on now, we need a bigger trophy. We gotta get.
Exactly.
You know what? I got $1,000 on it next season. I got $1,000 on it. You'll match my $1,000. We got $2,000 right here for a bigger trophy.
We got y'all.
For the Finals MVP.
Congratulations to the Aces.
Moving back to week two NFL action, we talked all summer about the quarterback position for the San Francisco 49ers. They committed to Trey Lance. We thought Jimmy Garoppolo would go somewhere else. He ended up staying with the 49ers, and the unthinkable happened. Lance goes down with an ankle fracture. Garoppolo comes in and gets the win.
There's no perfect way to handle anything as it relates to roster construction, because there's always going to be mistakes made even by the best GMs and or presidents. But the 49ers couldn't have handled this much better. Mm-mm. They've been patient with the roster by building out a Super Bowl caliber team while allowing Jimmy Garoppolo to be the quarterback. And he led them there. And again, if he completes that deep throw in the Super Bowl, they probably don't draft Trey Lance. So now when you go up in the draft and you take Trey Lance, you're like, Jimmy has a ceiling. Trey could take us there. And his good friend with the Rams, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, I'm talking about, did the exact same thing.
Yep.
Goff led him to the Super Bowl, felt like it had a ceiling. So now we're going to get Matthew Stafford and they won it. So now, however, they do something unorthodox. They keep Jimmy to be the backup, renegotiate his deal at a number for a backup, and keep him in the locker room with the players he helped lead to the Super Bowl. So now when Trey Lance gets hurt, he can slide right in.
Right there.
And did exactly what he did yesterday, lead him to victory.
And I think that the win-loss record for the 49ers this season will be better with Jimmy G under center than it would have been with Trey Lance. However, long-term, obviously the franchise has committed to Lance, and we hope that he gets healthy as soon as
Absolutely.
Possible.
Yes,
Jalen, the Saints and the Bucks game was boring. I'm just going to say it. It was boring. It was like 0-3 all the way until the fourth quarter when Tom Brady did Tom Brady things and Jameis Winston did Jameis Winston things. And that by that, I mean picks. But there was a fight. There was a fight.
Yeah, Mike Evans in particular. But I want to elaborate on the other point you made. You brought up Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dog, you still throwing it to the other team like that that you used to play
like
for?
Looks like he's trying to sometimes.
Like, come on, fam. And again, like, I'm not mad at the altercation per se.
Me neither.
And the two rivals going at it. Like, these guys have had a fight in the past already.
Lattimore and Evans.
Lattimore and Evans have had a fight in the past already. These two teams are rivals. And Tom Brady has, but going into yesterday, had as more turnovers and sacks versus the Saints than anybody. They've been doing a great job of making Tom Brady look pedestrian. And they did it for most of the game yesterday. My guy was frustrated, breaking tablets, throwing stuff down. Yeah. Look at my guy. You don't normally see my guy upset like that.
He was mad, mad.
Yeah, my guy was mad.
All day long. Not a great win for the Bucs, come on, but a win
Jameis.
Nonetheless.
And you got to eat a
Rose, W. I might have been financially invested in the Bengals' success. They went to the AFC Championship, won it. They went to the Super Bowl. They've got Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. They're playing the Cowboys without Dak Prescott. They're playing Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. Of course they're going to win that game. Right, Jalen? Of course.
So each week, you know I like to do good win, bad losses.
Bad loss.
This is the worst loss of the weekend. This is the worst loss of the weekend. The way the Bengals played last week,
against
the way
Steelers.
They were turning the ball over,
yep.
To come back this week and to lose to the Dallas Cowboys without Dak Prescott and Rush lead them to victory, this was the worst loss by any team of the weekend.
So do you remember when we talked about Joe Burrow and how many times he was getting sacked and how he was getting hit and how they need to protect him? We've been talking about that for 2 years now, and now we've got Micah Parsons going unblocked, getting after the quarterback. It just seemed like Burrow is always under pressure every time he drops back to pass.
Watching Micah Parsons unblocked, to be honest, was like watching Tyreek Hill running wide open. Like, yeah. those are things that should never happen. Never happened. And so their protection problems on their offensive line are still a major issue. And I know Joe Burrow stood tall, took the sacks last year, won a playoff game by, I believe, getting sacked 9 times, which was a record.
Against the Titans.
That ain't gonna happen this year. They gotta find a way to protect our guy.
Well, it's tough when you start 0-2 like the Bengals have. Something tells me they will not be back in the Super Bowl. We will be back after this very short break. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what do we recognize every single day we have a show?
That unfortunately, Brittany Griner is still wrongfully detained in Russia now 214 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby continue to wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, we have two great games on Monday Night Football. First in the AFC, it is the Titans and the Bills, and then the NFC matchup between the Vikings and the Eagles. Who do you have winning these games?
So first, I can't wait to see King Henry offensively for the Titans go against that stingy Bills defense. I feel like the Bills are gonna find a way to come out victorious playing at home. Josh Allen has just been outstanding so far early, very early in the season. And in the other game, Jalen Hurts. Bet
Jalen
on
Hurts
Allen
touchdown.
And Hurts to pass and rush for TDs every week. Love.